Truth. Wednesday, the fourth day of October. The preparative tip today is to check all your winter gear. Winter will be here before you know it. That would be socks, underwear, boots, hats, gloves, all the things that you need to stay safe and warm during the cold weather. It's not too far away. All right, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an advanced archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology, the author of 12-plus books, more on the way. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim's also a weekly talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Well, excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you're not off in some jungle with no connection, so we're glad to have you with us. Well, I know you pay attention to different things. What's high on your list this morning, sir?
Well, first of all, I was thinking as the music was playing, was it Raiders of the Lost Ark or something?
Right.
And I was thinking, it made me think of something when I was young. I lived in Mexico, and I had this, when I went there, I had a brand new Ford Econoline van. But anyway, I was in the mountains down in, I can't remember exactly where it was, but it started to rain heavily. And I could see as I'm driving down this one-lane mountain road with a plain sheer drop-off, the road behind me is collapsing.
Oh, no.
And I'm, and I'm driving down this road. And so there's like, and there's no way to turn around anyway. So I'm like driving. I made it down into this valley. And when it proceeded to have like a flash flood. But anyway, it was one of those things where, you know, certainly about a dozen guardian angels are floating that vehicle down the side of this mountain.
Somewhere between my junior and senior year in high school, I drove my grandparents from Missouri to Wyoming in my grandfather's car. And someplace in the plains, there was a massive downpour. I could see the taillights of the car in front of me, but nothing else. So I'm following these taillights. And we finally got to a safe haven at a motel in this little town. Luckily, it was outside the floodplain because the downtown of that area had 5 or 6 feet of water before the night was over.
Wow.
It was a real knuckle, white knuckle time.
White in knuckle, regard.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, well... Okay, well, what else is on your list of things that are high priority this morning, sir?
Well, I was wondering the other day that at the they announced half mast for the flags,
right.
And apparently this is for Dianne Feinstein,
precisely, right.
California 90-year-old senator who, you know, you really wonder, were the people really electing this person to office, and if so, what are they thinking? You know, this is a person that is really non-functional and probably for a long time. And then you wonder, is there nobody that could have run against this person to make a convincing argument that you need some new blood in this arena? And if so, I mean, that just brings into question the whole electoral process. And especially for these, like senators, a big office, of course, House of Representatives and the Senate. But good grief, you know, we have these people sitting in these offices for decades. And are they really, making decisions, or is somebody just calling their votes? You know, it really brings in the whole process into question.
Absolutely it does. We're talking about voting. They need another pandemic to have the mail-in ballots, don't they?
Yeah, right. They're working on it. And by the way, was it this morning? I don't know if it was this morning, but they announced the Nobel Prize in Medicine. And this is for the doctors award a Nobel Prize. The original purpose of the Nobel Prize was for individuals working like in their laboratory, developing, you know, new concepts, new insights into the world of science. And it's become a political agenda. You know, and these doctors, of course, are associated with the Max Planck Institute or some major institute of research, and who knows what other connections they have. But and of course, this is a globalist agenda. You know, the COVID thing, the other physics Nobel Prizes given for climate change, and things that really were not discoveries even. They were hocus pocus. Recently, you know, physics, this year the physics Nobel Prize was for something dealing with electron measurement. But
in that regard, Barack Hussein Obama was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize within about 4 weeks or so of being put into office as President of the United States. That was pretty bizarre, wasn't it?
That's on the bizarre list. You know, some of these other ones, you can just call them politically activated or something. But, yeah.
Absolutely, that was.
That's on the bizarre side of
it. It is. Jim, we got a caller here. My neighbor, Linda, and her husband own the Log Lodge in Yoakum Road, which would make a great headquarters for Professor McCanny, by the way, about an 8-minute drive from my place. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Well, my dear, we've had unusual weather the last month or so where we don't need heat or air conditioning, either one, do we?
No, it's really been a wonderful year, really.
Absolutely, it has been. Well, you and your husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. It is a home that was featured in Better Homes and Gardens. The home is in our neighborhood here in Davisville, Missouri, in the Mark Twain National Forest. For the number of years, how many years has it been a high-end bed and breakfast?
It's about a little over 4 years now.
That long? Okay. Your clientele, these men and women, they could vacation in the Swiss Alps, the Tahiti, Hawaii, Las Vegas, any place they want a vacation, but they pick the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, don't they?
They do. They love this area.
Now, I assume there's high-speed Wi-Fi available, despite the remoteness, isn't there?
There is, definitely.
Well, that's unusual, because I know people live in metropolitan areas don't have high-speed Wi-Fi, but our local telephone company, which is owned by the people in the community, they've done a great job providing a state-of-the-art internet for everybody, haven't they?
They do, and you still get that personal small-town service with them. Yeah,
STE right.
is a great company to work with.
STE, Steelful Telephone Exchange, you know, I'm on a first-name basis with the people in the office there and the technicians. They're great guys and gals, and they respond very quickly. So in the modern age, we can be in a very remote area that looks no different than when Davy Crockett came through here on his way to Texas in the Alamo. It looks no different at all. You can still have the modern conveniences, can't you?
Yes, and you're right. People that I get that question a lot before people book about, can you get cell reception and what type of internet we have and that sort of thing. They're always pleasantly pleased.
I don't ask for if you got electricity and flush toilets.
No, haven't had that question asked yet.
Okay, all right. Well, I know people traveling through Arizona sometimes call the sheriff to find out if there's problems with Indian attacks. So you never know what people are thinking. Anyway, this home has four bedrooms, four bathrooms. Four families could live there and not feel too jammed up. And very remote, very beautiful. And there's photographs. There's about 30 photographs at my website. Videos available. If you contact me, we'll make videos available. We'll make a showing available, subject to our visitors from Japan or Europe or wherever they may be. We have to work around our visitors because they get and expect privacy, don't they?
They do. Yeah, they love the idea of coming out to a place and having peace and quiet and no neighbors, no sounds other than nature.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Under real estate section, check out the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. If you like what you see, give me a call and we'll get this whole thing going. Linda, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Well, Jim, you know I ask you every week for an archaeological update. Do you have one for us this week, sir?
Yeah, sometimes the things that you are looking for, if they're not there, you know they should be there. I guess one of the amazing things about archaeology is with all of the monuments and historical locations that we have, you know, Egypt and the Mayans and everything, what we're discovering is that's just a smidgen. That's probably less than, certainly less than 1% of what existed on Earth throughout history.
Really?
And at various times. And so when you discover something, you know, like some teeth in a cave, you know, that is not reminiscent of like 10 people standing outside of this cave and, you know, falling in the cave and dying or something. That's reminiscent of tens of thousands of people living in the vicinity of that cave for just randomly for enough teeth, like 47 teeth, to wash into this cave in a great flood. So, you know, the statistical extrapolations you can make from these discoveries is that there were a lot of people living in these areas at one time, and there's not a trace of it. And that's the point. A lot of history has been simply washed clean. And so that allows people, like in their ivory towers, to say, oh, nothing was here, you know, and right. To give you these ideas that, you know, man was born in Mesopotamia, you know, 7,000 years ago, and all the races of man evolved from that since then. You know, just fairy tale. It could not possibly be true by any stretch of the imagination. And so what's missing is probably more important than what we see.
I agree. Well, I've made a statement, and you've agreed with me, that the two jobs of archaeology is to recover ancient technology and keep us from finding out about it, isn't it?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Jim, we got a caller from about six time zones away. We got Oregon in Norway. Good morning, Oregon.
Hi, Doug. Good morning, folks. I'm in a bit of a hurry, but I wanted to leave you with some a couple of dates and a question, especially for the professor. I also wanted to ask about the EMP shields. I've been so busy these days, I've not been able to call in. I will call in on Monday, John. Can we get those in Norway? Hello.
Can we get what in Norway again, Oregon?
EMP shields.
Well, you need to talk to EMP Shield and find out because there are restrictions. Is Norway a NATO country? Do you know?
Yes, we are.
Well, then I'd say it's very likely, but I can't answer with any definity. So, give EMP Shield a call, and they will let you know, or just call in Monday if you can. And we can get an answer right there on the air.
There are a couple of dates for the professor. We have a Jupiter connection, the at the turn of the month. So it might be quite the Halloween. And
well, you
in
know,
the middle of November, in Uranus, that there we will be on the 15th. I just want to make a heads up on that. Now, for the question for James, and I just have to I have to get on my way. I will listen on the archives. It occurred to me with these injections, there are Bluetooth in them, and there's all sorts of stuff, and there's hydrogel, and there is graphene. You were one of the first, and then there was Trump, who was touting hydrogen peroxide to deal with this. I wonder, do you think it would be possible to use hydrogen peroxide internally to eat away at the graphene and hydrogen dioxide, peroxide, I mean? And could we take out the chips with an EMP? That would be some good news. That was my question.
Okay. For politically correct reasons, let's just put it that way. You can't talk about these subjects on the air because what you get accused of is recommending medical procedures or, you know, trying to act as a doctor. And then even though you can preface and qualify what you're saying, you know, the real issue is that they come down very hard on people that are talking about any issues related to anything related to health. If you're not a doctor, even if you're a doctor, look, you know, they say, oh, you know, if you're a doctor, you can deal with your patients. That's not even true anymore. You can be a certified, registered, bona fide MDA, American Medical Association, whatever. And if you say something that's against the agenda, you can be taken aside and fined and have your business destroyed and taken to court. So for that reason, you know, those are questions you just can't approach.
Yeah, I understand you have to be careful with the hydrogen peroxide because it is kind of a vicious kind of water, but that dirt needs to get out of the body, and I just wanted to ask. I have to hang out now. Love talking with you guys. Have a great week.
I'll add a little bit. There's a whole group of doctors, and actually many groups that are working along, you know, dealing with people that have what you call indications and relative to everything that happened in the past years. So those are good sources of information. But as far as me, I have to stay away from all those topics. So anyway, thanks, Oregon.
Okay. Oregon, thank you for your call. We really appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. Our next caller is looks like Ken in Texas. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. Two questions, one for John and one for James. John, are you familiar with or were you involved with or do you know somebody that was involved with the Green Beret training of the Thai Army in northern Thailand?
No, I offhand, I mean, I may know somebody, but I don't know if they took part in that training or not. Hold on to the break here. We'll get back to your question after the break then.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Columbus Day sale is in effect right now on energy clearance until midnight, the 9th. Columbus Day, $25 off energy clearance, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you pay with PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McKinney, his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, before we get back to Ken's question, tell people how they listen to your weekly radio show live into the archives, please.
Yes, John. Tomorrow night, Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroads is in its 23rd year and continuing commercial-free. All the archives are on the webpage. And by the way, there's this past week, a new webpage was loaded, so people were asking, hey, your webpage is down. That it took about a day to load it, and there's probably still some more work going on, so go check out the new webpage.
All right, all right. Ken, you have a follow-up question?
Yes, sir. Professor McKinney, I've heard some interesting information about a gentleman named Nigel Cheese. And he has a device which is called a PCAM device, which, if I have the acronym correct, I believe it's Photonic Catalytic Amplification Matrix. I was just curious if you'd heard about his devices. And the short version is it's a free energy device. I was just curious if you knew anything about that, John. gentleman?
No, not offhand.
Well, I killed that conversation.
Yeah, sorry.
No. All right. Well, good thing I didn't ask three questions. I would have struck out. But, yeah, it'd be interesting if you could look into that and then get back to us and what you thought about that, because it's very interesting. Anyhow, thank you all very much.
Whenever you hear the word free energy, it always rings of something that's, you know, getting something for nothing. Anyway, without looking at, you know, I can't really make a comment.
Oh, I understand that. No problem there. It is intriguing, and that's why I wanted to ask you about it before getting too interested in it. But I'll look forward to later times when maybe we can circle the wagons and find out if Mr. Cheese is utter nonsense or not. But thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Well, one free energy thing that does work, you don't get a lot of power, but you get some power, is Earth batteries. We've talked about those before, haven't we, Jim?
Yeah, well, the Earth has part of an electric circuit, and it includes the sun. The power comes from the sun. Eventually, you know, there's the differential fields in the atmosphere, above the atmosphere, and the magnetic fields that surround the Earth. There are, I talk about these in my weather book when I talk about planetary electric fields. And so this is, batteries don't last forever. So they have to have some source of regeneration, and all batteries have a internal dissipation of energy. So, in other words, they just don't last forever. So, and it all relates back to the sun, the sun's fusion engine.
Okay. Our next caller looks like Dan in Virginia. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Dr. McKinney, this question is for you. I bought one of the water filters. This has been quite a while ago. And I tested it out, set it up, and it sprang a leak around the spigot. And it ended up ruining $1,000 worth of items, books and stuff that were in the way. And I was supposed to get a star calendar with it, and I never got it. I've written a couple of times, and with no response from anyone there in the company. And I don't know what the problem is, but I got in early on this, but I never got a call back or anything.
Actually, I don't know. I can't answer to that because I can't remember a time when we gave away calendars with water filters. We gave away little radios and some other things. May have been, yeah, I don't recall, but we're pretty good about answering the phone, answering emails, answering, you know, any other types of communication. If it's, you know, typically if it's more than a few months, then it's, I don't know what to say. But like I say, I don't remember a time when we ever gave away those calendars. Okay. That's like a $50 item.
Okay. What is the phone number there? I've been looking for a phone number so I could call someone and talk to them, and I've never
been
able to
find one. It's on the webpage.
Yeah, I looked on the webpage. I didn't find one.
Let's continue this after the break. We got a break, John.
It's right at the top of the webpage. Very top of the webpage.
We'll be back up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Back to, ladies and gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. My COVID section has more than 200 articles and videos, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of research at Pfizer. He's now saying that the Pfizer COVID vaccination is meant to kill and hurt people. It's not a side effect. It's what it's designed and meant to do. Products at my website that will help you, including the Energy Cleaner, which is on sale right now. The Energy Cleaner sale, Columbus Day sale, goes on till midnight, Monday the 9th. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you place your order using PayPal at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor McCanny, his website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. And let's see, get back to your answer for Dan there, Jim.
Yeah, I don't recall ever giving away calendars with a water filter of any kind. Okay. And this is something out of ancient history. But the web email address, phone number at the top of the page, go to the JMCC waterfilters.com webpage, and it's there. So
okay, thank you.
And they can communicate. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Dan, we thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Lady J in Missouri. Good morning, Lady J.
Good morning. At the top of the show, John was talking about fractile antennas. I read somewhere long ago that long human hair is a fractile antenna. So while I was living down in Ecuador, I asked a Quechua man why they never cut their hair, and he said because they believe that their long hair is a kind of a sixth sense. And I also remember reading or hearing that during World War II, our U.S. military hired the Navajo, I believe it was, because of their superior scouting ability. And then the first thing they did once they got these Navajos into the military was they shaved their heads, and they couldn't understand why they no longer could scout the way that they did before. So if long hair is a fractile antenna, I was just sitting here wondering why so many men go bald, if this is something that the human body was created to have with long hair. That's my question.
Interesting. So the hippies had it right.
I guess.
That's my first thought. The 60s was a time of great mental emancipation. But that's interesting that, yeah, you would have all of these antennas going directly into the brain. And I've talked about this before, where the shamans in Peru would go up to the very highest mountains to pray, and they would go in a group. And so, of course, they were connecting. The top of the mountain is still at ground potential, but their head would be at a very high potential, connecting to the vertical electric field. And that's why I've always said that people should pray outside, not in churches, because when you're gathered together, it reinforces that connection with the universe. And I've experienced this myself. And you don't have to be in a group if you're sensitive enough. If I walk out of a building, I can sense with the top of my head, I can sense the vertical electric field. And if I don't do it for a few days, I notice it. I'm like, I have to get outside. Anyway, there's probably a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, I remember a while ago, I laughingly said to John, why don't you let your hair grow long? You could pull it back in a ponytail. And if anybody said anything about it, just tell them that's your Cherokee heritage kicking in.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. Yeah, what she said about the Indians being drafted to be the scouts, that's very true. They lost their scouting ability when their hair was cut.
Samson. Okay. What about Samson in the Bible? When Delilah cut his hair, he lost his power.
Right, right. I'm not sure if they're referring to physical strength or some other kind of strength, but that's what happened in the Bible. Okay, are you ready for our next caller, Jim?
Yeah, one more. And I got to run here a little early this morning. I got to, the life in the big city.
Okay.
But, yeah, let's take another call.
Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. Jim, you must have heard about this this 5G FEMA testing that Todd Callender has been mentioning. But the problem is Rashid Buttar mentioned something about this, and he said that various pathogens were enclosed in hydrogel and would be released by 5G signals of 16 gigahertz to 18 gigahertz or 18 gigahertz. And, you know, when Todd Callender said it, he's not a scientist. But Rashid Buttar, the way he's talking, I can tell he knows, you know, a lot of science. And so do you have any ideas on this? You know about all this kind of technology, waves.
Well, are you talking about the 5G signal that's going to go out to everybody today?
Right, the big scare.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, yeah, I don't know all the details, but there's definitely, actually, I am not affected much by this at all. I know people that are hugely affected, but it's a real variable. It's a variable, you know, what, how microwaves or other signaling, you know, 5G or whatever affect yeah. people.
Well, do you have any idea what might be going on here? You haven't apparently no. been thinking about it too much, but.
No, yeah. no, it's not high on my radar okay. for things to, but it's like life in the modern world. All this stuff is going on and, you know, it's hard to tell all of the things that they're trying to do. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't
yeah,
have a,
yeah, right. I actually did have John send you something about mind control. I hope he did a short 11-minute thing which shows a whole scheme across the world. It was rather interesting to consider this. It also got New Age bend to it, but did you happen to get that from John? It was a 3D matrix something?
I don't remember.
John will get it to you, I'm sure. Yeah. Or I'll get it to John again. Thanks. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Dave. Our next caller is John in Michigan. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was going to be inquiring about the same test, Professor and John, to see what your input would be on the effect that it could have on us. I did listen to Dr. Lee Merritt. Have you ever heard of Dr. Lee Merritt, James?
Yeah.
Professor?
Yes.
And she's former Navy doctor, and she's used laser in her practice now to remove tattoos, and she commented on Maui a few weeks back that the blue light that she uses in her practice the laser does not affect blue. She did bring up the fact that this is a program, what's referred to as optogenics, the way this frequency is supposed to affect us. And it was just a very interesting five-minute presentation that she did on Brighteon.com, Dr. Lee Merritt, and she explains pretty much the technology behind it, and I thought that you'd probably have some input, too, on it. But check that out and see what she has to say. She says she's going to shut off everything in her world. So it's just something that she says doesn't should be really taken seriously with the effect of these frequencies.
Right, right. Or the ability of the phone to do something else when it receives a signal, you know.
Right, and that's TVs, computers, everything that is supposed to be taken over by this test. So it's not something high on your radar, I would recommend people to check out what Dr. Lee Merritt has to say at Brighteon.com about it. I think it was a very good explanation as to what could happen. But God bless you both.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. What time do you need to go out the door here, Jim?
John, I should probably get going here. I got a couple of things that I got to take care of, unfortunately. But we'll be back next week.
Okay.
And
always good to have you with, Jim. Be safe, and we'll have you back next Wednesday. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, we'll go back to open lines here at Public Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. World is changing rapidly. What happened yesterday in the House, in U.S. Congress, House of Representatives, has never happened in the history of our republic. A Speaker of the House being voted out of office, that's never happened. I look at it as a good thing. I do. Matt Gaetz from Florida was the spearhead of that. We have a temporary House Speaker that's sitting in there until a new one is elected. This would be a great time for President Trump to become Speaker of the House. It's a extremely powerful position. He could do a lot of good there, and make a big difference in a very, very positive sense. I know that there's been discussion, President Trump and his advisors, whether he should or should not attempt to become Speaker of the House. It would be a great thing, in my opinion. We'll see. We'll see. I haven't heard who's being proposed or being put forth as the next Speaker of the House. Otherwise, There's, I'm sure, several that would like to be Speaker of the House. It's the third in line, or second, I should say. The first in line is the Vice President. Next in line is the Speaker of the House to be President of the United States if something should happen to the President and the Vice President, that they would no longer be able to serve. That position is a position of extreme power. Nancy Pelosi did not move out of the Speaker's office as she should have when McCarthy took over. I don't know why McCarthy didn't force the issue. He didn't. But now it appears that her staff is packing up her stuff and moving to another office in the House of Representatives, opening up that space for the next duly elected Speaker of the House. There's no precedence for this. There simply isn't. All the things our republic has been through for more than 200 years, as you all know, all you students of history out there, we've never had this happen before. And it's time. I'm glad it happened. I hope that we will see a great Speaker of the House elected who will move forward to help our republic recover from the third Obama administration. That's what this is. It's not the Biden administration. It's the third Obama administration is what it is, carrying out the agenda of Barack Hussein Obama. By the way, Barack was the name of the horse that Muhammad rode to heaven. So we have a president, a former president, named after a horse. Hussein was one of Muhammad's grandsons, by the way. I believe a grandson, not a son. Yeah, he's a Muslim. there's no doubt in my mind that Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim. He's carrying out the communist agenda and continues to. His very large, luxurious home is walking distance from the White House. I'm not aware of any president in the last 100 years who continued to live in Washington, D.C. when they left office. Most of them want to get the hell out of Dodge. They had enough of that snake pit. They want to get the hell away from there and move on with their lives. But this president, Barack Hussein Obama, did not choose to do so because he had a plan. The plan was to continue the work of the socialist, communist, Democrats, Muslims to destroy the country. They've had a lot of success. Look what's happened to our military. It's just, I can't believe that the U.S. military has become what it's become. The new chairman of the Joint Chiefs is from the Air Force, which is the worst of the services when it comes to wokeness. All the policies they've implemented, both at the Air Force Academy, active duty Air Force, are unconscionable. And it's bleeding over and carrying over into the other services. The Marines have been the most resistant to this of all the services. Thank goodness for the U.S. Marines. I love those guys. And can be reversed. I am so disappointed that President Trump continues to take pride and take credit for Operation Warp Speed, COVID vaccinations, as if that was something good. There's a glimmer of hope that he did it to stop something that was even worse. If that's the case, why does he continue, even now, if that was the case, why does he continue to support the Operation Warp Speed and the vaccinations? That thing is over. Did he stop a 10-year lockdown? I don't know. Cliff High presents that as his belief of what took place. It's high time that President Trump comes clean on what really happened and why. Why did he support Operation Warp Speed? Was it to stop a 10-year lockdown that would have destroyed the United States? I don't know. I simply don't know. I know if that's what happened, it's a good thing. If not, then that continues to make President Trump complicit in the worst crime in human history. And at the moment, I see no choice except to believe that President Trump is a willing and participant in the worst crime in recorded history. That's my reality. I wish I could say something different. I was a big supporter of President Trump for all those years. I used to carry a challenge coin in my pocket with President Trump's image on it. I did that for years. I no longer do that. I can't in good conscience support the man the way I did. Back in, before the last election, the last presidential election, I was asked to take over the only brick-and-mortar Trump's campaign office that was in existence nationwide in 2016. I'd agreed to do that, and then COVID came along, shut down the whole deal. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Left! Fire!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Our next caller is Mike in Kentucky. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, good morning to you. And I used to call the Barack Obama the CIA all-purpose president because they could play him, you know, however perception-wise around the world. He was Muslim to the Muslim world, and there was even some Christians that thought he was Christian.
Well, if a Muslim abandons Islam for Christianity, there's a fatwa issued for the murder of that person, isn't there?
Yeah, but, you know, the media in a lot of countries is fairly isolated still, even with the Internet. You know, Iran has a lot of satellite dishes and things like that, so they can take in, what do you call it, FTA, free-to-air satellite, just like RBN is on there. But we found out real quick that that's controlled because they shut down Russia Today on February 18th when the so-called war in Ukraine officially started, I guess, on that Friday. And I think there was something to do with the federal government spending being suspended. You know, again, they had to have an emergency midnight spending bill on that date, which always, a lot of coincidence, but what I was getting at is that I think Trump basically served his purpose. One of the main purposes Trump was elected to do was to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and move the embassy from Tel Aviv. So once he'd done that, that side of the Jewish establishment was fairly done with Trump, I think. It seems like that was the main purpose for his whole presidency when you look, you know, step back and look at it. So they now have their recognition of Israel or, you know, Jerusalem as the capital. And there's a whole lot of Christians United for Israel that are all united on Trump because of that as a fulfillment. But I think they're largely duped. There's several reasons for that, but you don't have time for me to get into it. But, Trump, I think, has a arrogance problem. He can't admit he's wrong, and a lot of us can't.
I've worked with men like that. I'm sure you have also. That's a personality that a lot of people have, isn't it?
Yeah. And I guess you're almost out of time for this hour, but
pretty close.
Yeah. There's some people that think he's Asperger's. He has an Asperger's.
No, I don't see that myself, but I can see where people would. Mike, thank you for your call.
Great, thanks.
Top of the hour break. We're back with my friend Jeff Nyquist.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.